Of course, one of this country's finest singer-songwriters, but in my opinion, he's also criminally underrated. He has a new album out. It's entitled Miracle for Beginners, which is a phenomenal record. And last week, he was on the road. He was also playing live. He was doing a series of in-stores, and we popped along to one of them to conduct an interview with Harper the Younger. And that interview follows after this from the album Miracles for Beginners. This is Blue Sky Pink.
Dreamt of a dream of a girl I saw. I wanted to see her around some more. Blue sky, thank you. Beautiful kind of all adored. Easy to ride.
Of course, from the album Miracles for Beginners, and by no coincidence whatsoever, of course, we are with Nick Harper right now in situ here, Nick. I have to say, the track itself, obviously, number one on the folk charts on iTunes, a remarkable feat, but there is a reason why you put that track out as well, which is a reason very close to your heart, in that it's for a charitable cause. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, well, it was a bolt from the blue, really. Hi, Phil, by the way. It was a bolt from the blue. Mike Peters rang up and asked me if I'd do a bit of work for his foundation that he's set up. He's been through leukemia a couple of times. And it happened to be on my mum's birthday. My mum died about 7 years ago of cancer. And And I could see she's buried in the garden at home, so she's contributing to the garden that she made while she was alive, which is a sort of a nice cyclical thing. And I could see the gravestone out of the window as he spoke to me, saying, "Will you do this thing?" And it was on her birthday, so it was quite a moving moment. It was really poignant, full of gravity, really. And I saw a chance for me to do something useful for a change, something tangibly useful in the world, instead of just larking about for fun, you know. And it's an honour, really. But not only that, it's a fantastic jolly, because the gig, the major gig that the foundation are doing, is a base camp at Everest, Mount Everest, which sounds ridiculous, but it is absolutely true.
So that means that you're going to go and play Mount Everest, which is a rare achievement, actually. And we should mention the name of the foundation as well. What are they called? They're called Love?
Love, Hope, Love, Hope, Strength, they're called.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can find out more by going on to their website, which is lovehopestrength.com, I believe. And I have to say, though, I mean, obviously, it is an incredibly worthy cause, and obviously a very moving story there. But the notion of actually going to play Everest in a slightly more light-hearted manner, I mean, I know you've played a number of gigs that have probably been fairly off the beaten track, but that has to rate at the top of that particular list, really. I presume you must be in training for a show of that type.
Absolutely. I'm non-stop, 24 hours a day. I'm either thinking about it or running. I ran up Snowdon the other day. And I've just got to stop and do a few press-ups, if you don't mind. I'm on the go all the time. I'm really looking forward to it. I think these days it's changed slightly, though. I think there's a bar every 500 yards on the way up, and they've got travel lodges and McDonald's and stuff. So I don't think it'll be too strenuous, really. I'll probably just catch one of the buses that they have up there. Or maybe it's a funicular, I don't know. But no, I think I'll survive. I'm going with I don't think I've quite made veteran status yet. This is going out to the wider public, isn't it? But some of the people I'm going with probably might just about be there, nearly. So if they can make it, I think I can.
Well, we wish you well with that particular expedition. Let's play another track from the new album, Miracles for Beginners, which is out right now. And we'll come back and talk to you about this track in just a second. The track that I'd like to play is Evo, of course.
Problem needs it solving.
Harper from the Owl Miracles for Beginners. And, of course, Nick Harper is our guest this evening. I have to say, Nick, Evo Morales, obviously, is the subject matter of that track, the president of Bolivia. Why?
Yeah, good question. Well, it's an album of love songs, basically. And I was just reading the paper, and the first time I'd heard about this guy, he's the first indigenous head of state in South America, which is quite a feat on its own. But the first thing he did when he got into office was halve his own pay, which I've never heard of any head of state doing before. And my ears pricked up, and I pulse quickened a bit, and I thought, oh, sounds like a good one in charge of a country for a change, you know, not some idiot that most of us usually get. And yeah, he said, you know, I want half my pay because the other half can fund three teachers, and we need teachers. And so I thought, wow, here comes a guy, you know, let's look out for him. And a couple of weeks later, I saw there was a storm, absolute hurricane in the Spanish-speaking world, because he'd worn a jumper when he met the King of Spain in a diplomatic meeting instead of the suit and the tie, you know. And it turns out that in Bolivia, the chompa is where we get the word jumper from. It's a Bolivian word, and it means you wear your chompa is your your family crest. So he was wearing his colours when he met the King of Spain, and he wouldn't play the Western, you know, suit and tie game. And then I thought, right, this guy's obviously, you know, he's going to be a real good one. And then what clinched it was he started kicking the Yanks out and the Spanish and all the Western powers that be, who were basically had moved in, much like they're doing in Iraq now, and spending money setting things up but making sure they take 80% of the profit when it's all up and running. And he said, hold on a minute, this is not right. This is these are our resources, and I want them for our people. So we're going to swap the deal, and we're going to take the 80% now. And there wasn't much they could do about it, really, and that clinched it. And I thought, okay, now he needs a song. I need to write about this man and tell people who've never heard of him, you know, about him. Obviously, with sort of leaders and politicians, you're setting yourself up for a big, big fall if you big them up. But I've got a lot of faith in this man. I think he's okay.
It's going to be disastrous, isn't it, if he turns out to be a terrible dictator at the end of the day and massacres an entire village per week or something like that. But we hope not, anyway. Now, you mentioned that Miracles for Beginners is an album of love songs. Is that the thread that runs throughout the record?
Absolutely, yes. The last record I made was called Treasure Island, which was basically the title track was a PM to the British people who I meet on my travels around the UK, and who I think are a great bunch on the whole. We should be proud of our liberal tradition on these isles, and that album was about that. But that coincided with the Iraq war starting, which, I mean, I just write songs about things that I feel about. I don't sit down with a blank piece of paper and say, what shall I write about? It has to be, like I've just explained with Evo before. The Iraq war started during the last album, and some songs came out of that with a lot of bile and anger, and I was sort of just trying to get that feeling out of myself by writing those songs. And I suppose this album is a reaction to that. Miracles for Beginners is just you know, the miracle of being, you know, happy at home and making it work at home, and the rest of the world falling into place after that, you know, which is, you know, that's a really good place to start. You know, if everyone did that, I'm sure we'd be better off. I'm not saying I've got the answers to the life of the universe and everything, but I might have a few clues to my own life, universe and everything. So these songs are just, they're just a big thank you to the woman I live with and the people I share my life with, really.
Well, I mean, that's a marvellous segue, and it allows us to play the track Simple, which says a number of those things that you've just said, but in musical terms.
Back from the naughty step, I can't remember what it was I did wrong. I was in the wilderness so damn long, I wore a souvenir.
Chatting to this evening here on Mojo Rocks with me, Phil Alexander. We're talking about your album Miracles for Beginners, and it's your seventh album, I believe, in terms of studio records, is it not? Something like that, seventh album. But I mean, it's, you know, it's not like you made your second album or something like that. Now, one of the things about this record to me is that it kind of sounds like your most focused work to date, and it seems as though you've actually, for once, actually put your career first, because I kind of feel that you tend to put maybe your freedom first on occasion. Is that a fair assumption, or am I simply being rude?
No, I think, well, you said some very nice things about the album, and I think you're right. I think it's the most focused thing I've done. I owe a lot to the people I live with, you know, and it's easier to have a clear view of the people you share your innermost things with and they you, you know, so I guess it just sort of fell out of me, really, this album. But previous albums, I suppose, yes, I'm proud that I've made my own way in the world. I mean, I guess I'm fairly small fry, really, in the big scheme of things, but I'm able to make a living out of music, and I've done that, you know, my own way, all the way, which, is the way I always wanted to do it. But I suppose, given that freedom, you don't have someone breathing over your neck saying, Nick, this isn't going to sell, mate. But I just carry on anyway, and I let each song go on a journey, and it ends up wherever it ends up. So my albums can sound a bit eclectic, and each, you know, the last album had a George Bush speech on it, a poem, some heavy rock, some acoustic. It was just, you know, firing out all over the place. But this one is just really is, I see it as a sort of, like you say, it's very focused. It's quite light, I think. It's full of love, and it was just easy to make really quite quickly compared to the others because of what I was saying, really.
I think also, I mean, the thing being that actually the production is slightly stripped back, and what it allows is for you to be, well, there really in the very literal sense. I mean, you know, from a guitar playing point of view in particular, and vocally as well, which I think is, you know, obviously the two things that you're renowned for. So that's quite handy in a lot of respect. moving on from the album, really, obviously you've been out on the road, and as we've discussed, you're going to go and play Everest later in the year, October, I believe it is. But what is there between now and October then? So I presume some more touring, obviously some summer festivals.
Yeah, I've got a few festivals knocking around. Tomorrow, I'm doing these in-stores at the moment, desperately trying to sell this CD, which is going quite well, actually. I'm very pleased. But tomorrow's the big one. I've got my my daughter is bringing her classmates round to our house to record a song from High School Musical, which I've done no preparation for at all. So I'm going to have to probably stay up all night putting the backing track down. And they're going to come in and, you know, be superstars for a day, which is, I'm going to be extremely nervous but try and hide it from them, you know. And so that's the big one this summer.
I would imagine that will also possibly lead on to a next album, which will be a collaboration between you and your daughter, and which will lead the Harper line onwards.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Harper's the name. You know, the harping on's the game. She actually recorded the drums on this album. She's quite a good drummer, actually. She's 11, and she likes playing the drums. You know, my dad never pushed me into music, and I wouldn't do that to my kids. But she sings like an angel, and she can play drums pretty good. But she had to tape up for me. Yeah, because I did the drums on it as well, so she's already she's being slave driven, you know. She gets a little pocket money, a little extra, you know.
She's going to sue you in later life for royalties after that. But anyway, listen, Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this evening. We wish you the very best with the album, and let's play the title track now, and we better let you get off because you've got a show to do. But Miracles for Beginners is the title track of Nick Harper's brand new album. It is out now. You would be a fool not to go and purloin a copy, if not purchase a copy.
No style, nice, easy pace.
last week at an in-store here in London. Nick Harper in conversation there, and we do wish him all the very best with the album Miracles from Beginners. If you don't own a copy, you are a fool. I say go out and buy one now. It is a great, great record. You are listening to Mojo Rocks. I am Phil Alexander. Still to come on the programme, two more tracks by Blanche, who occupy a fine, fine band from New York.